once again, one last time, to Luke chapter 24, the last chapter of Luke, the closing verses, part of last Thursday's gospel lesson. He led them out as far as the vicinity of Bethany. He lifted up his hands and blessed them. And while he was blessing them, he parted from them and was taken up into heaven. So they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. They were continually in the temple courts, praising and blessing God. Amen. In Jesus' name, beloved of God. Pictures to take, races to run, subjects to study, music to play, anthems to sing, games to play, tests to take, gear to pack, rooms to clean, awards to receive, memories to relive, diplomas, receptions, travels. These last weeks at ILC were filled before they ever began. But perhaps one of the most memorable of all the activities that take place this week is the one which I did not mention. Friends to part from. For some, it may mean parting for a few weeks or a few months. But there are some classmates and schoolmates that I parted with at the end of the school year 58 years ago. I have not seen them since. So, what will you remember about the parting from schoolmates in 2024? What do you think the apostles remembered about the last time they saw Jesus? He led them out as far as the vicinity of Bethany. He lifted up his hands and blessed them. The last thing they saw of their Savior and best friend were his hands lifted, not just to wave, so long for now, but in blessing. The last thing they heard from his mouth was a blessing. What an impression they were left with. The hands he raised were the ones that had been nailed to the cross for our sins, for theirs and ours. Yes, including all those of the past year. Selfish and even hateful thoughts, wicked and worldly words and ways, all were laid on him who now lifts his hands in blessing. What a friend he has been. He is the one who smiles upon anyone who gives even a cup of cold water to one of his little ones. And how often have we given him cause to frown? Yet his parting words are words of forgiveness and blessing. Truly, he has loved us with an everlasting love. He knows what hands in the future might be raised against you, to hurt you or to steal from you. But his hands overrule all of them. Fear not, for he has overcome the world. He knows of any hurtful words that might be spoken to you or about you in the future. But his words of blessing outweigh them all. Beloved, now you are children of God. All things work together for your good. And these are not just poignant parting words. They are a cashier's check written with his blood. You can take it to the bank of eternity. So how will you part from one another this week or next week? Will it be with a hand upraised in blessing? God be with you. The Lord bless you and keep you. A word that flows from forgiveness and peace and joy. Then, like the disciples, you will be able to return to your homes with great joy. You too can be continually in the temple praising him, for you take the temple of the Spirit with you wherever you go. 1 Corinthians 6:19. And you know that because of the sure mercies of Christ, you will see each other again, even if you do not in this lifetime so short. At the close of what turned out to be a last visit with Professor David Lau, he reached out his hand, and I grasped it in mine and said, "I will see you again." He looked up and said, "Yes." But the best comfort of all is that your best friend, who lifted up his hands in blessing as he was taken up into heaven, this friend whom you may never see in your lifetime, this is the one friend from whom you do not have to part, not this week or any week, not ever. That is his promise. Surely I am with you always until the end of the age. We can never hear those words of non-parting too often, can we? For they sustain us when we part from everything and everybody else. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Hymn 800.